Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Thursday, didn't I? Happy Monday. Oh, I used to say happy Thursday. Welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. I think I know what elementals are playing with me tonight. All right. Well, my name is Toray, and thank you for tuning in so much to the show. Tonight, our topic is signs from the elementals. So if you've been getting messages that you just simply cannot explain, pennies show up, feathers show up, unexplained objects and such, perhaps even, things that you haven't been able to find for a long time all of a sudden inexplainably show up. And we're going to see what's going on in that world, the magical world. And so let's take a look around in our environment right now and see how we're surrounding ourselves and what colors and the state of the condition of the settings you're in, whether it's clean, neat and tidy, or messy and such. So take a look at that. So we've got a few callers already starting to stack up on the switchboard. And I'd like to welcome those of you who are listening in chat. Hello, time to go. All right. And we're also getting very close to this weekend being a big weekend for one of my favorite elementals, which is the fae, the fairies. And that's who I'd been connecting with today. And today I got a very big message. When I stepped outside of my front door, there was a huge toadstool. And it wasn't just like a little tiny mushroomy-looking toadstool. Nope. I have lots of, special stones and little carved figurines and things and rocks and crystals outside of my door over by this tree. And there was this very large toadstool. So I took that as my sign that the fae are going to work with me this weekend in Casadega when I do tea with the fae. So that was my sign, very big big symbol for me. And I've been working on my, my speech and how I'm going to convey the fae in with tea, because they do love a good tea. And the little cookies, too. Even little sweets, if they don't eat it physically, it's the essence they take. So, anyway, that's what's happening on the calendar this weekend with my connection to the elementals. And the elementals, of course, are also connected to the angels. Elementals are also connected to the sprites or the brownies or the gnomes and so on. We can also have other elementals. But we are going to take our, caller in the 302. Hello, caller in the 302.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I am well, and how are you?
I'm good.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy? What's going on?
Well, I'm hoping that these are signs. I don't know. I have a gentleman friend that I'm interested in, and I am constantly getting feathers, constantly seeing feathers every day on my path. And every time I look at the clock, I see his numbers in his birthday. Now, it can be, like, his birthday is August 12th. It can be 128. It can be 1128. It can be 821. It can be 812. I'm always seeing the numbers. I always look at the clock at that time.
Wow. What color are your feathers?
Black and white, or just all white.
That's an interesting message because, black is usually a color of protection. Not always a negative color. And black and white is the balance. And then white, of course, is the most more spiritual connection to the angelic realm. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. So when is your birthday?
My birthday is June 24th, 1963.
Okay, so you're a Cancer and he is a Leo. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, you have some compatibility energetically. So I feel that absolutely the spirit is trying to give you the heads up to keep, and you know, you're a Cancerian, and I'm just going to put this out here. Sometimes Cancerian women have a tendency to be all or nothing at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So spirit is trying to give you a message why one time you got the black feather, next time you got a white, then you got a black and white. It's kind of to remind you to not lose yourself in this next endeavor, okay? Because spiritually
mm-hmm.
you are picking up his energy, his numbers, his vibration very easily. My guide says it is a good match. Just understand that we need to maintain who we are in the relationship when it comes to be that time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put it that the angelic realm is actually working with you, and that they're the ones who are the winged ones who are sending you the message from spirit that way. So
mm-hmm.
the possibilities are there. It's all you know how it is with. It's always up to us to maintain and set the tone of anything in a relationship. But I do feel
mm-hmm.
good energy, and it's an easy, I do feel it like an easy connection in, even physically. I feel very, like there's an easy bond there. Okay?
Right. Okay. All right.
All right, Cindy, and best of luck to you, and I wish you well on that. And keep your
Thank
eyes
you very much.
For more signs. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was our first call of the evening, and that was lovely, and that was a great sign. Kind of like my sign today about the toadstool that just grew up out of nowhere. I mean, it wasn't there yesterday. It was here. Biggest day today. Big sign. So if you're experiencing things like I said, objects appearing, even numbers and things, as our last caller, she was very identified in with the ascended master energies and the higher vibrations, but they're also given the black and white about things that people can be different, and we don't need to lose ourselves in a situation just because we're a good clique. So anyway, the next sort of business before we take our next caller, and I'm going to just quickly pop over here and say hello to Loretta and to GGGG 2011. Hello. And thank you for being part of chat tonight. And we wish you well. Okay. So anyway, everybody's waving hello. That's beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So the next sort of business, as I was saying, we look into another part of our calendar, into a place where I frequent from time to time, and that is at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford. And I will be there on Thursday the 6th for private sessions. And then we have next weekend, I'm there on the 12th, or not next weekend, next week, I'm there on Wednesday. So I alternate like Thursdays and Wednesdays. But I have been more notices as much. I have been at Universal Studios because it is that time of the year where we are just connected in with all of those other elements, which is, you know, the haunted and whatnot. And, you know, as a psychic, I will say that, you know, that's not my favorite thing about Halloween or about anything, but it does exist. That realm and that energy does exist. So I want you to know, just because you're opening up maybe spiritually, realize there are two sides to everything, just like our last call, the black and the white. So we have to understand that where there is light, there is dark. And that lies within every one of us as well. But, you know, one of the interesting things that I find about Halloween Horror Nights is that people kind of unleash this other personality, and they do it through the energies of the the gothic and the scary and that whole darker elemental side of themselves. So you never know what you're going to see when you're out there. So if you happen to be coming to Florida around this time of the year, you know, and you like that kind of stuff, and it's a real mixed bag this year of themes. But we have our own little special tent. It's almost looks circus-like, or, you know, dark circus, I should say. So we do have fun with it. We try to make the most of it. And we, I always ask my spiritual helpers to be with me and to keep me covered and protected, because that also brings out an unseen energy that we don't realize or recognize right away, but it can hang with us. So I always recommend when you go to a very big event like that, to, when you're finished, when you come back home or to your hotel, take a shower, cleanse, and get that stuff off of you. And if you have a question in chat, please feel free to type it in. But I am going to take our next caller in the 856. Caller in the 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rosemary. How are you?
I am fine. I am well. And how are you? And who am I speaking with?
Rosemaria. And I'm doing great.
Rosemaria. Okay. Well, thank you for calling into the show, dear. And so what's on your mind? What signs are you getting, dear?
I'm getting signs of vehicles with names on it. And I, some, like, what do you call it? You just said it, too. Black and white feathers and,
mm-hmm.
and some numbers and signs, and some people are saying stuff to me. It's like weird. I guess it's related to a relationship that I'm interested in.
Okay. So there is somebody already that you're connected in or wanting to be in connection with. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Give me his birthday, please. Or give me the birthday. Sorry.
10/25/60.
Okay. Thank you. And you, my dear, your birthday?
12/31/74.
So, you know, interestingly enough, you know, he is just into that Scorpio energy as you are into your which being a water sign, and you are Earth, which you are Capricorn. Okay, and you are right on that New Year's Eve baby stuff. Okay. Well, one of the things that you crave is balance and stability. Okay? And one of the things that they are about is sort of like a little more caution to the wind, like all caution gone to the wind, rather. A little more like a freer spirit at times, okay? They like things how they like them, but they're, you know, they're unpredictable in some ways. So what kind of names are you seeing on cars?
His name, I seen the other day.
okay, that's very specific from the universe.
Yeah. And like some numbers like on license plates, like 999 or something like that, or 666, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, there is a big jump from 999 to 666, so what do we see more of?
More 666 more.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vehicles that I see the name on is what he does for a living.
Okay.
It's like it's because he's in the like with police stuff.
One of the things that my guide said right away was this is unfinished business. You know, because the 9 and the 6 are, you know, the same. If you just turn one upside down, it's the same number, really.
Right.
Okay. So I know that there obviously must be some unfinished business in this time, in this lifetime, with the two of you. So did you feel very like a quick click in when you first met him or saw him?
Yeah.
Like everything kind of sucked away and it's just you and that person, right?
Right. He was like going like back and forth and more yes, because I like stepped out of the atmosphere and looked in. So I know he
mm-hmm.
wants me, and then another part of him, like he goes no. So I don't, like you mm-hmm. said, like, I need the balance.
mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. The thing is, not only does he have unfinished business in the other lifetime, and I do believe he is a soulmate, okay? And I will say this with caution, too, with soulmates, because soulmates are not all warm, fuzzy, happy, yay kind of soulmates. Sometimes there's unfinished business, or and soulmates have something they teach us about ourselves, okay? And there is also something within the element of what he is about that I am getting that, you know, the unfinished business that was between the two of you, I kept seeing the distance and kind of being pulled apart or separated in some way, okay? And
right.
In this lifetime, I see very much a turnaround that you would have to be very mindful of what he, like how he would throw money around, okay? I don't know why that just threw a big, like, red flag. So there may have been a very, oh my God, is saying debtor's prison. Do you know what debtor's prison was?
No.
Back in the old days, debtor's prison was a prison they took people to when they borrowed against money and they couldn't make payment back. So they threw them in prison. And oftentimes they just, unless somebody could make the wrong right, they stayed there, they remained there. And that's what I kind of feel like happened with the two of you. So in this lifetime, though, you know, I see you as a strong one, and you know, you understand the value of money. You understand
right.
what it takes to keep things going. But I also see the new cup of love and the cup of energy of pouring out through all that. So, you know, just we have to remember, no two people are alike, but there is definitely a very strong psychic energy there, spiritual energy there that you're holding your ground on, and you should remember that, holding your ground. So if you are seeing those feathers and things of that nature as well, remember the 6 and the 9, one is right side up, one is upside down, okay, repetitive numbers. And it's and when people see 666, they always get all freaked out, but that's really not a bad thing, not in the metaphysical world. We're not talking about demonic things. We're talking about turnaround and, you know, things coming to resolution so things can start to move forward, like new beginnings. Okay?
Cool.
So does that make sense to you, Vanilla?
Yes, new beginnings.
Okay.
As long as he's happy to see me next week.
Well, you must be as happy as he is happy. And that's the ground rule the foundation you must remind yourself of, okay? Because it's like, I know you're a bit of a pleaser in that way, but you just got to make sure that you enjoy yourself too.
Yeah,
you know?
I do.
Yes, we know about you Capricorns. You have no problem in that department too.
Cool. So I have a team.
All right. Well,
appreciate
keep doing
it.
What you're doing and stay strong, my friend, and have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend.
You
and
too.
Thanks for
Thank
calling
you.
Into the show. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All righty. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, hang in there, folks, so we've got more to talk about and signs from the elementals. We'll be right back.
show.
And we're back. Belly dance, belly dance. Today I was at a beautiful location called Serenity Now Yoga, and it, which is also a dance studio, and they even do beginner belly dance. And Dacha, who is part of our Witches Ball this year, and she is a beautiful woman who great spirit in her, and a former gymnastic athlete as well as teacher in that department, and she was a foot surgeon, I found out. So, and she's very much a sister of the moon, very connected to the path, and just a beautiful soul. So that was a beautiful time today I spent, and we did a little live feed on Facebook. So if you go to my Venus in Velvet page on Facebook, you'll see me, you'll see Dacha, you'll see the studio. It was wonderful. And so speaking of the ball, if you're in the area, if you look in on Facebook, you can find out all the details or my website at venusinvelvet.com. And I see in our even our episode info, there is no N on Venus in Velvet. So I apologize. I don't know why that didn't happen. It's one of those things. The Fae like to play, and the Fae, they've been playing with me, that's for sure. And you know, something about the Fae, the fairies, I'll share with you. Not all fairies are, you know, Tinkerbell, little fitty, but happy, cutesy fairies. No. No. There's elementals of all different levels with the Fae, from the Celtic to the English to the Germanic and so on. And some of them are mischievous and some of them are helpful, and just others are just kind of neutral. But, you know, they all like kind of shiny things like money. Things. So that's why leprechauns are kind of put in as a fae. And, you know, I talk about the leprechauns as well. It's not out of my realm to discuss that. So magical and mystical they are, and they will leave you messages. All week I have been blessed in finding little bits of coins and money, and I always put a donation into my money area, and then I spend some money for my kitty. You know, I get her stuff, different things and food and with my findings, because I feel like that's blessings and she is a blessing to me. So that's what I can tell you about my messages from the Fae, from the fairy realm, the elementals. And as I mentioned before, there are light spirits and dark spirits connected in these elemental realms. So be wise to protect yourself, to shield yourself, and to take in all thoughts of a sign. Don't just, you know, I know your instincts tell you the first thing that could be right, but we never discount a underlying feeling. So we've got another caller in the 917.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Anna.
Anna. Very nice to speak with you, Anna. What's going on? How can we be of service for you tonight, dear?
Well, a guy that I like, he has to move out of his apartment, and he was kind of saying, like, that he wanted to move in with me. I have, like, an extra space where he could stay. What do you see? Do you really see this happening?
Okay. I'm sorry, say your name one more time, dear.
Anna.
Anna. Anna, here's the thing. Have you been getting any kinds of outside signs? Have you found anything like numbers or objects showing up during this time?
Yeah, I've seen 11-11, but not during this time, not right now.
Right. What's been going on just elementally around you? Anything different? Anything changing?
You mean like air, fire, water stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can go that route for sure.
I've moved some furniture. I have giving my plants more cleaning? Water.
Well, you've been cleaning out a lot of things too?
Yeah, I've been cleaning, throwing away. over the last few weeks, not lately though, but I met a new friend in another, like an hour away from where I live yesterday, and just riding my bike, what I usually do. So not, I don't see anything changing within me, or maybe just detaching from this person more.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of feeling like you're purging is what I'm getting here. All right. You're getting rid of a lot of things that, and you're clearing and you're rearranging things in your own life, first of all. Now, this person, this is their process, and they're, you know, were they aware they were going to lose their place to live? I mean,
no. It came as a shock. It came as a, you know, somebody in the guy's family is going to move in, and they need the space where he's in now.
Okay. Now, you're interested in him romantically. But what I see is, you know, there are a few things that are coming up that are just showing me kind of like you want to do good things for people, but you don't need to be a prisoner of someone, okay, because of their situation. So what is your first instinct telling you to do, to say yes or no?
Well, my first instinct is saying that I don't think he will really come here and live with me, maybe for a little bit, but I think he's just trying to sort out what the next step is, because he has a house in the West, but that means he has to move out of New York, and he wants to live like that for a while maybe. He doesn't know what's best, and I told him, you know, take care of yourself first, and you'll figure it out.
Very good. You know, I know that you've been working with a lot of elements, and I'll tell you exactly what you're really doing. You're staying very grounded and very neutral in the situation. Yes, even though you may have some feelings towards him. I keep getting none shall pass, which is meaning to me that, yes, it is best that you don't offer up, you know, so quickly your home, okay? It is best.
Yeah.
Because he has so much to sort out. You said exactly what a woman needs to say in this situation. Because if you have feelings, you need to know where his feelings are. And you certainly don't need to be putting yourself in that seat of like sort of codependent, like needing to be, you know, making it good for somebody, and all of a sudden it's not so good for you.
Well,
it's not on the romantic side.
Him because, I feel like I need to take care of him and show, you know, what it means when you take good care of yourself, because I don't think that he has good self-care skills, really.
Okay. So
really, you can't even believe it that he is like that. It's just like,
okay, that is a mess waiting to become a bigger mess, my dear. Okay? So we're almost at the end of this show. So hang on one second, okay? Hold on one moment. As I'm telling Anna here with the audience, yes, this is a mess that is creating a bigger mess. You will become a part of that greater mess if you are not careful. So that's why I'm saying none shall pass. It's good to be helpful and friendly and help someone, but do not become their caretaker. If you have feelings for them in that way, that is not how it needs to sort out. You need to also just be a friend and be helpful. But he does, you are absolutely right, he does need to take care of his business and take care of that. And if he needs to take better care of himself, you know, maybe you can nudge and make some, you know, comments that way. But you can't, in a roundabout way, but can't mommy him or it won't work.
Told him, you know, you need to stop fantasizing and you need to stop investing in things that you're not pursuing and wasting your money. Meanwhile, you know, you have to be realistic. You have to live in the real world, I said. You know, he's been saying that he He has a business, mm-hmm. and he's not even doing anything with his business. He could be making money
right.
every night from.
Okay.
And I don't.
Just,
yeah. But,
one second.
Yeah.
One second. We're gonna tune out for the night, and I thank everyone for listening tonight to the Blog Talk Radio Show on Venus in Velvet. Tune in next week. We're getting closer to that special time of the year. The veil is thin. So I will see you all next week. Have a wonderful and blessed evening, and we'll talk soon. Namaste.